من در ایران در دنیا آمدم، اونجا بزرگ شدم، درس خواندم، ولی اصلیت من افغانستانی هستم. به خاطر همین در ایران
I'm from Afghanistan but grew up in Iran. I had limitations because of my country of origin. The law in Iran makes it difficult for any Afghan to success in anything because you are regarded as non-indigent and therefore not qualified to receive any benefit or even apply to work in Iran. Worse, still as an artist, it made matters worse. This kind of work is well respected and non-indigents are not allowed to study or even delve into this kind of occupation. And even after my education up to higher education level, I cannot find a job or study arts in university, unfortunately. Afghans were not allowed to produce artworks even informally. Can you imagine? I love painting and making flowers, so I had to study on my own and finance all my trainings from little money I got from my parents, relatives, friends, and well-wishers. I would buy the materials I needed and learned from the streets how to make jewelry and decor items. And later on, I got a small job, finally, and could make some little money from it. But then every little money I made, I used to buy these items and I needed for my craft. I furthered my education through UNHCR, the United Nations Refugee Agency trainings and certification. I also registered with some online courses and training videos, etc. Soon, I started painting on canvas, finally. I really love nature. I did tailoring also and could bed accessories, make bridal clothes and wedding dresses. I learned to design clothes and accessorize big brands and sell them to make a living, even had a brush with sculpturing at some point. Being a woman in Iran made it so difficult to be independent and succeed in choosing career. And each time I tried to get into this university to receive a degree in order to secure a better job, I would be asked to go back to Afghanistan and get verification for my vocational training. But I continued to survive with the little I could make from works and support from my parents until I met my would-be husband. And after marriage, I would travel from Qom to Tehran for my travel documents and submit all the required documents to the Austrian embassy. It took over a year to process a visa, but finally I joined my husband in Austria about 3 months ago, and I'm so happy. Coming to Austria is a really big turnaround in my life. I have started my Deutsch course to better my German skills here. Even though it's very expensive to further my education here, but I'm willing to make all the necessary sacrifices to achieve my goal of being renowned artist. I'm very hopeful that everything is going to be fine.